second baseman, Andrew Pintar. Direct your attention to home plate time for a coach's meeting. And to meet with tonight's umpires, going over the ballpark's rules and regulations.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's opening day here in Visalia. Of course, game four for the Rawhide, but here at Valley Strong Ballpark, it is opening day. Expected to have about 1,200 people at Valley Strong Ballpark. It'll be a great crowd to welcome home the Rawhide, who are 0-3 so far on the season. They were swept by the Lake Elsinore Storm last week. Meanwhile, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they opened up the season at home at Lone Mart Field, and they are 2-1 on the season. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with the visiting team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off for the Quakes is the second baseman, Ryan Doncon, batting second, number 9. In center field, Chris Newell, batting third. Third base is number 23, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot behind home plate, number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo, batting fifth. The designated hitter, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 22, Juan Alonso. Batting seventh in left field, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting eighth at first base, number 5, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for the Quakes at shortstop, number 13, Jose Izarra. The starting pitcher for the Quakes is left-handed pitcher, number 45, Luis Valdez. And now here is the starting lineups for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field, number 1, Drew Jones. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 15, Manuel Pena. Batting third at second base, number 35, Andrew Pintar. In the cleanup spot, behind home plate is number 23, Christian Cerda. Batting fifth at third base, number 25, Gavin Contasello. Batting sixth at first base, number 16, Daniel Torres. Batting 7th in right field, number 6, Brett Johnson. Batting 8th in left field, number 14, Alvin Guzman. And batting 9th at shortstop, number 5, Juan Corniel.
Ladies and gentlemen, now taking the field are your Visalia Rawhide.
And here comes the Rawhide onto the field wearing their traditional cream uniforms with black belts, black socks if they decide to hike up their pants, and with the traditional black hats with the red V. Again, it is Brock Jones on the mound for the Rawhide. This is his first start of the 2023 season. The left-handed pitcher started, well, didn't start. They actually ended his season with the Rawhide last year. Last year was his first season back after Tommy John surgery, so this will be his first full season back after injury. Left-handed pitcher, originally from Newport Beach, California, but ended up going to high school in Washington State. Last year, Brock Jones ended the year 0-2 with an 8.74 ERA through five games. Four of them were starts. He was drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 16th round of 2019 out of West High in Chehalis, Washington. As he finishes up his warm-up pitches, we'll go one more time through the lineup for the Quakes. Due up at second base is Ryan Doncon, followed by Chris Newell. Batting third, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth, Juan Alonso. Batting seventh, Nick Bittison. Eighth, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth is Jose Izarra. Lights are on already here in Visalia. really the name of the game so far for the Rawhide has been that they have not been able to capitalize with runners in scoring position. Entering today's game, they're 1-for-25 with runners in scoring position. They'll look at change here, but first, Brock Jones on the mounds for his first start of 2023. Here's the first pitch. It swung on, lined into left field. A leadoff base hit for Don Cohn. One pitch, one hit. First pitch at 6:35.
And to play for the Quakes, center fielder.
So, Ryan Don Cohn not taking his time there, swinging at the first pitch. And now Chris Newell, the center fielder, bats from the left side. Left versus left matchup, the pitch just misses low, ball one. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jabril Jeter Abdullah, and on the bases is Andrew Schrock. Beg your pardon, I think I should have those backwards as that pitch misses outside. Count is 2-0. So on the base is actually Jabril Jeter Abdullah, and on behind home plate is Andrew Schrock. Infield shading to the right, 2-0 count. Jones checking the runner. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, deep center field. Drew Jones going back, looking up. It's a two-run blast for Chris Newell, his first home run of the season. Deep home run just to the left of the batter's eye in left center field. And it makes it a 2-0 ball game early on here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Quakes lead 2-0.
Third baseman, number 23, Kyle Nevin.
Still nobody out now. Kyle Nevin steps to the plate, batting from the right. First pitch just misses high. Catching for Jones today is Christian Cerda. The pitch. Line down the right field side. Johnson going back. It'll hit off of the wall into the corner. Picks it up, but he cruises in for a double. His first double of the season for Kyle Nevin. Three consecutive hits for the Quakes to start off this game.
At the plate, one catcher. Number 8, Tyron Lorenzo.
And now Tyron Lorenzo stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Runner on second, nobody out, and Cerda is going to have a quick conversation with Jones. While he does that, let's go through the defensive alignment for the Rawhide. At third base, Gavin Conticello. The shortstop is Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Andrew Pintar. And at first, Daniel Torres. In the outfield, Alvin Guzman in left, Drew Jones in center, and Brett Johnson in right field. Lorenzo waiting for the first pitch. Jones checks the runner on second, now peers in and kicks. There's a strike on the inside part of the plate. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. Lorenzo batting 222 on the season, of course. This is only game four of 132. So a long season to go. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lorenzo goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. And that's the first strikeout of the season for Brock Jones. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust, we trust. One away, still a runner in scoring position for Jesus Galiz. The runner on second is Nevin. Quakes lead 2-0 early on. It's the top of the first inning. J- Jones. Glove out in front of his chest. He kicks, and the first pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Jones throws a fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup. This is his third professional season, although he was drafted back in 2019. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. And Jones starting to settle in nicely on the mound. So again, because of the COVID year and Tommy John surgery, Jones set out in 2020 and 2021. So fifth year in professional baseball, but only third season physically pitching. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball to Hopper to Pintar. Second baseman throws to first. Two away. Nevin does advance to third. And Juan Alonso stepping to the plate. He's another right-handed hitter.
The batter, right fielder, number 22, Juan Alonso.
The pitch, fouled off, count is 0-1. Alonso batting 143 on the season. Infield back with two outs and a runner on third. 0-1, swung on and missed strike two. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fouled off out of play on the first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Jones delivers a pitch that just misses low. Looked like an off-speed pitch. It's called a little low. Looked good, and Serra did a nice job of framing it. 1-2, though. Jones delivers a pitch that misses outside. Count is even 2-2. Infield shading to the left, there's a big gap between Pintar, the second baseman, and Torres, the first baseman. The pitch fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Count remains even. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. High. Ball three. He started skipping out of first base thinking it was ball four. I thought maybe I had it wrong. But nope, it is ball three, so it'll be a full count now. All right, three balls, two strikes, a runner on third with two outs. Jones delivers, slow ground balls, shortstop, Corniel has it, the throw to first in plenty of time, and that will end the inning. Little bit of a shaky start for Jones, three consecutive hits, one of them a two-run blast. The Quakes lead 2-0 as we head into the bottom half of the first, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leading off for the Lysander Rawhide, center fielder number one, Drew Jones.
Drew Jones at the plate. He swings at the first pitch, and it's fouled off down the first base side. On the mound for the Quakes, left-handed pitcher Luis Valdez. He was listed as number 45, but wearing number 51. Drew Jones sporting number 1. 0-1 to him. Misses low. The Quakes wearing their new gray road uniforms with blue trim. The pitch misses outside. Count is 2-1. To Jones. Fouled off behind the netting first base side again. Jones had his first professional hit in game 2 of last week's series. The pitch bounces in front of the plate and hits the home plate umpire, Andrew Schrock. Seems to be okay. Full count. Infield shading to the right against Jones, as is the outfield. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball four. Drew Jones draws a leadoff walk to start off the inning. Rawhide trail 2-0.
Batting second in the lineup for the high. Designated hitter number 15, Manuel Pena.
Here comes the DH, Manny Pena. Batting from the left side. We've seen him play second base and shortstop this season. It is his first game as the designated hitter. Left versus left matchup. He swings at the first pitch and fouls off down the first base side. Drew Jones, the last time he was on base, he did get picked off. So we'll see how cautious he is, especially with the left-handed pitcher on the mound. 2-0 Quakes lead in the bottom half of the first. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. Catching for Valdez is Tyrone Lorenzo. The third baseman, Kyle Nevin. Shortstop, Jose Azara. Second baseman, Ryan Duncan. And on first, Dayton Dooney. O2 to Pena. Cold strike 3 on the inside corner. Pena goes down looking for the first out of the first. One away, and now Andrew Pintar coming to the plate, batting from the right side. Drew Jones still the runner on first. Let's finish off the defensive alignment for you. In left field for the Quakes, Nick Bittison. Center fielder, Chris Newell. And on first, Juan Alonso. Valdez delivers, and it's a pitch outside to Pintar. Pintar looking for his first hit of the year and also his first hit of his career. He did not play last year because of a right shoulder injury. 1-0, fouled off into the netting. Pintar has been the designated hitter, but also at second base. He's yet to have a day off. the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a low pitch. They're saying he did not go. They appeal down to Jeter Abdullah on the bases. He's saying he didn't go. I thought he did, but they have a better angle than me. Although I think that clearly shows that he did go. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-2. For those of you who are watching on MLB TV, you'll have the luxury of seeing some replays every now and then, thanks to JT, who's our technical director, producer, normal director. Basically, he does everything except actually commentate. For those of you listening, EverHideBaseball.com, we'll just make sure you know what's going on with the replays. That pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Pintar goes down swinging for the second out. Back-to-back K's for Valdez.
Heading towards the plate for the high, the catcher number 23.
And now here's Christian Cerda. Batting from the right side, two down, runner on first. Cerda does have one hit this season. Jones about a 2.5 step lead at first. The first pitch to Cerda misses low. This is Valdez's 2023 debut as well. The pitch is fouled off out of play behind home plate. Valdez made just two appearances for the Quakes last year. He went 0-1 with a 7.20 ERA. The pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. Count is now 1-2. Valdez, when he was with the Arizona Complex League Dodgers last year, he was 3-0 with a 2.86 ERA. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Cerda goes down swinging for the final out of the inning. Valdez strikes out the side after he walked the leadoff batter. The Quakes still lead 2-0 heading into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Quakes lead 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Brock Jones back on the mound for his second inning of work. He gave up a single, a 2-run blast, and a double, and then struck out a batter and induced two ground balls to end the inning. First pitch, Nick Bittison misses inside ball one. Misses low. That was an off-speed pitch. Jones just over 20 pitches so far today. I believe he's going to be limited to 40 or 50. The pitch. A called strike. Shadows starting to take over the field. The sun is setting behind the first base grandstands. The pitch called strike on the outside corner. Again, lights are already on here at Valley Strong Ballpark. But still a lot of sunlight near shortstop and into left field. The pitch swung on, foul tipped into the glove. Serta held onto it, and Bittison goes down swinging for the first out of the second. That's the second strikeout of the day for Brock Jones. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room. The Mill Pizzeria in Mill, in Crust, we trust. One away, nobody on for Dayton Dooney, the first baseman. Southpaw delivers a pitch that just misses high, ball one. Wind blowing out to right today. The pitch popped up, right field side. Johnson giving chase, but he will run out of room as it lands in the pasture area down the right field side. One ball, one strike. Jones kicks. The pitch is swung on line towards center field. Jones comes in at first, goes back, makes a leaping catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Jose Azara.
The shortstop, number 13, Jose Azara.
By the way, 73 degrees in Visalia right now. First pitch is a called strike. Tonight it will get as low as 47 degrees, but it should stay in the 50s or mid to low 60s throughout this ball game. 0-1 just misses out. The pitch, missing high, ball two. Jones delivers, the pitch is swung on and missed. No shift in the outfield. Slight shift to the left in the infield. The pitch fouled off again. Count remains 2-2. Jones, you can tell he's finding a groove now. Working quickly. Really doesn't need that pitch clock at all. 2-2 again. Just misses low, ball three. Maybe a little inside. Full count, two away. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner, right across the letters. Azara goes down swinging. Beg your pardon, goes down looking to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Jones. And the Quakes still lead 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Gavin Contesello leads it off for the Rawhide. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. He squared to bunt as the third baseman, Kyle Nevin, comes crashing in. Contesello, Daniel Torres, and then Brett Johnson is due up as Contesello lines out. More of a flare out, really. One away. Now here's the first baseman, Daniel Torres.
Number 16, Daniel Torres.
This is Torres' second start of the year. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Valdez working quickly. 0-1. Check swing but misses high. Appeal down to first base umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah, and he says no, he did not go. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Southpaw delivers a pitch that is low. Valdez in his second season with the Quakes, although he only had three starts last year in Rancho. He was signed out of Mexico by the Dodgers in 2019. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. That is strikeout number four on the day for Valdez. Two away. Brett Johnson, the right fielder, coming to the plate. Johnson, the right fielder today. First pitch is a strike. Johnson played in two of the three games last week, but he has a hit streak. Him and Alvin Guzman are the only players to have a hit in every game they've played in. Pitch misses high, ball one. And Guzman, who's on deck, has played in every single game. So he has a three-game hit streak. Johnson, a two-game hit streak. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch to Johnson misses outside. Quakes still lead, 2-0 in the second inning. The 2-2. Misses high, ball three. Full count, two away. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball four. Johnson draws a two-out walk. And he's the second base runner of the evening for the Rawhide. They still have yet to have a hit today, but Alvin Guzman looking to change that here.
Number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Two away, runner on first. Guzman batting from the right. Valdez checks the runner, now delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1 count. Guzman has two singles and a triple this year. Pitch is a called strike. Beg your pardon, three singles and a triple. No balls, two strikes. Southpaw delivers. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Guzman knew it. He sits down looking. Despite the two-out walk, the Quakes still lead 2-0 as we go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Let's move to the top of the half for the third inning.
Top of the third inning. Jones on the mound. He delivers a strike on the inside corner. At the plate is the top of the order, Ryan Doncon. Fouls off the next pitch. No balls, two strikes now. Pitch is fouled off into the netting. Count remains 0-2. Doncon, his first at bat, singled into left field as he takes a ball. Count is now 1-2. The pitch just misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Doncon swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Strike three. Strikeout number four on the day for Jones. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays, The Mill, and Crust We Trust. Pitch is a called strike, low outside corner. One count to Chris Newell, who had the 2-run blast in the first inning. That was the last time a team scored. The Quakes lead 2-0. 1-1 from the southpaw. Pitch is swung on, pop fly, shallow. Right center field, Johnson comes over, makes the catch, almost runs into Jones, but everyone's okay, and the ball is caught, two away.
And they turn to play his third baseman, Kyle Nevin.
Kyle Nevin, who doubled in the first inning, stepping to the plate. That was his first double of the year. Was stranded on third to end the inning. He takes a strike on the high inside corner. There is movement in the Rawhide pen now. Pitch is swung on, hard ground ball up the middle. Cornell ranges, pumps once, the throw to first. Ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Brock Jones. Quakes still lead by two, heading into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Shortstop, number 5-1, Gordiahu.
Luis Valdez back on the mound for the Quakes. First pitch to Juan Corniel. He squares to bunt, gets it down the first base side. It's just too hard, though, as Dooney picks it up right next to first base. Not a bad idea at all. It was honestly placed nicely down the first base line. It was just too hard. Some people hit ground balls softer than that. But it is one down.
And to plate center fielder Drew Jones.
In the top of the order comes to the plate. Jones walked in his first at bat. He takes the ball one outside. In fact, a walk is the only way the Rawhide have had a base runner today. Drew Jones and Brett Johnson have both walked. The pitch missing in ball two. Meanwhile, the Quakes, they haven't had a base runner since the first inning. It was three consecutive hits. 2-0. Misses inside, ball three. The pitch. Misses inside. Ball four. A four-pitch walk given up to Jones. Third walk of the evening for Valdez. Second one by Jones. And now Manuel Pena, who struck out looking in his first at-bat, steps to the plate. First pitch is a ball outside. Valdez at 40 pitches now this evening. Drew Jones takes a hard few steps. He stops. Now goes as Pena grounds out to the first baseman. Jones is safe at second base. So we'll go through that one again. Jones, I thought he was taking off. He took two hard steps towards second, then stopped. That was when Pena hit the slow roller to the first baseman. Because of Jones's hard first few steps, he was able to reach second base easily. Even if he didn't, I don't think it would have been a smart play by Dooney to throw to second because of Jones's speed. But Drew Jones standing on second and Andrew Pintar at the plate. The pitch. Checks his swing on a low pitch. Count is 1-0. Two outs. Runner in scoring position. I mentioned in the pregame that the Rawhide have not capitalized when runners are in scoring position. Only 1-for-25 this year. Pitch misses inside. 2-0. Valdez delivers a pitch inside, and it hits Pintar. So Pintar reaches first base on a hit by pitch. Now Christian Cerda comes to the plate.
Stepping to the plate, the catcher, Christian Cerda.
And here comes John Shoemaker. It looks like he will be going to the bullpen, and this is the first pitching change of the evening. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He inherits runners on first and second with two away in the bottom of the third inning, and the Quakes leading by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Right-handed pitcher Darlin Pinales in the game for the Quakes inherits Drew Jones on second and Andrew Pintar on first with two outs and the Quakes leading by two. First pitch to Cerda swung on, a towering fly ball, shallow right field. Alonso coming in and he makes the catch to end the inning. Rawhide still trailed by two as we go into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Brock Jones starting off his fourth inning of work. The Quakes still lead 2-0. Their two runs came in the first inning off of three consecutive hits. First pitch misses low and inside, ball one. Tyrone Lorenzo batting from the right side. Infield shading just slightly to the left. He struck out in his first at-bat against Jones. The pitch misses inside. Again, there was movement in the Rawhide pen. It should be Billy Corcoran warming. He's due to piggyback off of Jones. The pitch swung on. Foul ball, third base side. Jones is about 50 pitches now. I think he has 10 more he's allowed to pitch. And again, he's really settled in nicely. Ever since those three consecutive hits, he's not had a base runner as that pitch misses outside. Ball three. Three balls and a strike now. The pitch. There's a strike. Count is full. Lorenzo batting .222 on the year. He does have a home run. The pitch. Slow ground ball. One hopper, two. Jonesy comes off the mound, picks it up, turns to first, one away. Came off the mound on the third base side. Fields it on one hop.
Designated hitter, Jesus Galis.
Jesus Galis, the designated hitter, coming to the plate. Grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Takes a pitch high. Ball one. Jones working quickly. Off speed. Swung on. Slow tapper to the third baseman, Contasello. The throw to first is low in the dirt. And Torres couldn't pick it out. I don't know if there was a collision at first or what, but Galis is on the floor. He seems to be fine. I think maybe there is a collision there where Torres stretched out trying to make the play. He wasn't able to make the pick, but Torres kept his foot there, and that's where Galis ended up falling to the ground. So we'll see it there. Is the ground ball to Contasello. The low throw, so that's what happened. Torres came off the bag trying to just pick the ball. He ended up coming off a little bit closer towards home plate. And because of that, him and Galis collided. First pitch misses low. That is officially an error on Contasello. It'll be a throwing error. Alonso at the plate. Slow ground ball. Shortstop Corniel has it. Flips to second for one. On to first. And there is an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3. The error is erased. And the Quakes stay off the board. Bottom half of the fourth coming up. Quakes lead 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
We got the gator coming up. We got the lawnmower in first. It's going to be the lawnmower. The lawnmower wins. That means you, buddy, have won a great prize there at Guest Services. Not too late to sign up for the Kids Club. Go to Guest Services.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Bailey for the raw high third base match. Gavin Contesimo.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rawhide still trailed by two. Gavin Contesello leading it off for the Rawhide. First pitch to him is swung and missed, strike one. Darlin Pinales still on the mound for the Quakes. Remember, he came in relief for Luis Valdez. One pitch, one out in that relief. Pitch is a strike. He threw one pitch to Christian Cerda, who popped out to right field. Rawhide are still looking for their first hit of the day. They've had three base runners. Pitch to Contesello was waved down on a high fastball. He goes down swinging for the first out of the fourth.
First
one
spot.
Away, nobody on.
Daniel
Torres comes to the plate. So the three base runners the Rawhide have had, two of them on walks. Drew Jones has walked twice. And I beg your pardon, it's actually four base runners. Drew Jones has walked twice. Brett Johnson has walked once. And Andrew Pintar has been hit by a pitch. First pitch to Torres. It's a called strike, so it's an 0-1 count. Infield shading to the left. Pinales delivers a strike on the low outside corner. Torres struck out in his first at-bat. The 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's back-to-back Ks for Pinales. Two away, nobody on as Johnson comes to the plate.
Now batting for the Hyde, Roy Felder, Brent Johnson.
As I mentioned in this inning, Johnson walked in his first at-bat. Has a two-game hit streak going. Would like to extend it here. It would also be the Rawhide's first hit of the day. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. I believe this is Pinales' first appearance of the season. We'll double check that for you right now. Tall right-handed pitcher on the mound. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Missing high ball one and can confirm that is, this is rather, his first appearance of the season. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed pitcher delivers, and off speed that just misses inside. Two-two, off speed that misses high. So Pinales so far in his 2023 debut has faced the minimum. Payoff pitch, fouled off down the third base side into the netting. If you're watching MLB TV, you could see that was Darren Garner. We call him D. D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide. He's coaching third base. Three, two, fouled off again. And coaching first base today for the Rawhide is Rolando Arenado. He has been the first base coach all season so far, and as you can see right there, that's a D, and now there's Rolando. Still a 3-2 count. The pitch to Johnson. Low in the dirt, ball four. That is the fourth walk given up by a Quakes pitcher today. And the second two-out walk also. Now Alvin Guzman coming to the plate. He did not have a competitive at-bat in the second inning. He went down looking on three pitches. Watched a changeup go almost middle. Maybe he's in the lower quadrant. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. The third baseman, Nevin, will come in a tad now. One oh. Strike, low inside corner. Guzman has a three-game hit streak. The pitch. There's a strike. Count is now 1-2. Johnson has about a three-step lead off of first. The 1-2 popped up into the netting behind home plate. Pinales, glove at the chin, he delivers. Johnson takes off, but Guzman strikes out, swinging to end the inning. Pinales strikes out the side with a walk in the middle. And the Rawhide still trail by two. We're going into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Brock Jones is Billy Corcoran. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Nick Bittison at the plate. He takes ball one low in the dirt. It's the top half of the fifth inning. The Quakes lead 2-0. Brock Jones through four innings. He is in line for the loss unless the Rawhide can score two runs. The pitch swung on and missed. A beautiful off speed from Corcoran. The pitch just misses in. Give you the final pitching line for Brock Jones. Four innings, three hits, two runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. Not a bad start. The pitch misses low. Really, if you take away the first three batters, or even if you want just the first two batters of the game, it's a scoreless ball game. Here's the pitch. Cold strike, because in the first inning, Brock Jones gave up a single, a two-run blast, and then a double, and then sat down the rest. The lineup, the pitch, swung on and missed strike three. That's the second strikeout of the day for Bittison. First strikeout of the day for Billy Corcoran. And first strikeout of 2023 for the tall right-handed pitcher. That strikeout brought to you by the first Mill in Crust We Trust. And after the first inning, Jones faced the minimum through the second, third, and fourth. First pitch to Dooney, misses low ball one. So again, Brock Jones, aside from those first two or three batters, really excited about how he did today. The pitch just misses outside. Corcoran, 6'8", 220 pounds, originally from Chester, Pennsylvania. And he attended, I think he attended Pitt, I saw the pitch. A called strike, outside corner. And yes, he did go to Pittsburgh. The pitch just misses low. That pitch looked really, really good from here. Three balls and a strike. A little low. And there's ball four. Dooney draws a five-pitch walk. That's the first walk given up by a Rawhide pitcher today. One away, runner on first for the number nine batter, Azara, as he takes ball one low. So Corcoran, before he attended college, he was actually drafted by the Rangers in 2018 in the 36th round. He elected to go to Pittsburgh for college instead. The pitch is fouled off. And he was not drafted this last year. He's actually signed as a free agent and started the season in the Arizona Complex League. He threw in just four games there, all out of relief. The pitch misses low and outside. 2-1 count. In those four games, he had one win, no losses, with a 9 ERA through seven innings. Struck out 10 while walking one, but opponents did bat 406 against him. The pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. Corniel is there. Flips to Pintar at second. On to first. Not in time. They're saying he's safe at first base. But they do get the lead runner. A great pick by Torres. Torres is not a natural first baseman at all. And he's looking really comfortable over there so far. Or he's just faking it really well. Let's look at this replay. A bouncing ground ball up the middle. Corniel has it. Easy out at second. The throw to first low. And as you can see there, Torres falling to the ground, able to make the pick, but Azara, the shortstop, showing off his speed. There are two outs now with the runner on. First pitch is a changeup. That is a strike at the letters. Doncone at the plate. He's one for two today. The pitch is swung on and fouled down the first base side. No more sunlight on the playing surface, by the way, but still rather light blue sky. It's only 7:38 local time. Been playing for about an hour. Top of the fifth inning, Quakes lead 2-0. Infield shifting to the left against Duncone. Pickoff attempt at first base, but Azara back safely diving. No balls, two strikes. Corcoran sets and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Nungone goes down for the final out of the inning. Two strikeouts on the inning for Corcoran. Both of them brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're halfway through this one, heading into the bottom half of the fifth, and the Rawhide still trail by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sunset Press Box.
This proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Juan Cornell leads it off for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-1. Pinales back on the mound. This will be his second inning of work. He's thrown an inning and a third so far. 1-1. Misses low. Rawhide trail 2-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning for opening day here at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday evening. The pitch misses high and in. So opening week at Valley Strong Ballpark is presented by Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. A lot of fun activities for all the Rawhide fans this week. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball four. Cornell draws a leadoff walk. That is walk number five of the evening for the Quakes pitchers. One of the fun activities as Drew Jones comes to the plate is the hat giveaway that we had today presented by Bueno Beverage and Budweiser. 250 hats were given away to the first fans here. The pitch. Swung on and missed. The runner takes off for a second. The throw goes into center field. Cornell pops up. He's going for third. Here's the throw to third. It's not in time. And just like that, the Rawhide have a runner on third with nobody out. It'll be a stolen base for Cornell and an error, I assume, on the catcher. Rawhide down by two. Infield is back with less than two outs. 0-1. Swung on, one hopper right back to the pitcher. Cornell has to go back to first base. The throw to first retires Jones. One hopper right back to Pinales. He snagged it easily. So one down, still a runner on third, and the designated hitter, Manuel Pena, coming to the plate. It's the fifth inning, and the Rawhide are still looking for their first hit of the day. First pitch swinging into left field. There's a base hit. Cornell will trot home, and the Rawhide have their first hit and their first run of the 2023 season at home. That is the first hit of the day brought to you by Manuel Pena standing on first base, presented by Rosa Brothers Milk Company.
Now batting is only Jim Hamburger, double batter. Second baseman, Andrew Pintar.
That's the first RBI of the season for Manuel Pena. He's now on first. One out and Andrew Pintar at the plate. Pena takes off for second, but the throw down to second base is in time. A great throw from Lorenzo. And Pena is retired from the bases, caught stealing. Two down now. And that pitch was a ball, so it's a 1-0 count. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Canales delivers. A ball outside. 2-2 count. Canales now over 30 pitches this evening. He delivers the 2-2. Hard ground ball hits off of his shin, goes right to the first baseman, who will tag first to end the inning. I mean, an unfortunate situation for Pintar, who's still looking for his first hit of the season and of his career. Hard hit ball hits off the shin of Canales to end the inning as it goes right to first base. But the Rawhide score. It's now a 2-1 ball game going into the sixth, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
As a Chevron Dealers Group this season, select groups will receive 30 free tickets to a select Tuesday game. All thanks.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Now batting for the Quaint center fielder, Chris Newell.
Two to one ball game. The Quakes lead in the sixth. Billy Corcoran back on the mound for a second inning of work. First pitch to Chris Newell. He does go around. Tried to check his swing, but it's a strike, so 0-1. Newell hit the two-run blast. That's why the Quakes lead 2-1. Off speed is a strike on the outside corner. That two-run blast, the only RBI of the day for the Quakes. The pitch. Hard ground ball. Diving is Contestello. He can't make the play. Guzman picks it up in left field to hold Newell to a single. Opposite hit. Base hit. He's now 2-for-3 today. Leadoff base hit given up by Corcoran. And Nevin coming to the plate. That's the first hit for the Quakes since the first inning. Kyle Nevin batting from the right side. Infield at double play depth now. The pitch is swung on. Line to left field. Guzman stays right there. Now takes a few steps. One down. Newell retreats back to first base, one away. Lorenzo coming to the plate. Infield still at double play depth. Slight shift to the right. First pitch is a strike. Mentioned how this is opening week presented by Budweiser at Valley Strong Ballpark. We have a lot of fun activities this week. Today was the hat giveaway. Here's the pitch. It's a strike, another off-speed pitch. Tomorrow is our beers, brats, and bingo presented by Visalia Park and healthcare.net. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. There'll be discounted beers, $6 brats, and bingo for all in attendance. Wednesdays are our Rawhide Rustlers nights. You can have discounted tickets for all Wednesday games. We are 55 years or older. You just need to be a member of the Rawhide Rustlers. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. For more info, you can go to rawhidebaseball.com or call the ticket office presented by Cahuilla Health at 559-732-4433. One, two, misses low. Two balls, two strikes, one away, still a runner on first. Corcoran, glove at the belt. He kicks to home. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Lorenzo goes down swinging for the second out of the inning as a high fastball that he waved at. Two down and a runner on first still for Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter. He's hit two ground balls today, one to second, one to third. First pitch, the runner goes, a throw, almost goes into center field, but Pintar makes a nice play. His momentum going towards second base, able to adjust his momentum and make the catch. That is a stolen base for Galiz, his first stolen base. Beg your pardon, that's not Galiz. Newell, it is still his first stolen base of the season. It's Galiz at the plate now with a runner in scoring position. And I think it is a pitch clock violation on Corker, and that's what it is. So it's a 2-0 count now. That's the first pitch clock violation we have seen this season on the Rawhide. Although the pitch clock wasn't working in Lake Elsinore, so there might have been some more had it been working. The pitch almost hits him. Coming inside, Galiz almost didn't protect his hands there. That was coming straight for his wrist. He's lucky he got out of the way. Well, 3-0 count now. Two down and a runner in scoring position. Pitch. A strike at the letters. Two to one ball game. Quakes lead. Corcoran kicks. Slow ground ball, third base side. Contasello picks it up, keeps his feet moving. The throw to first is in time. A great stretch by Torres. And that will end the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on second. Rawhide trail by one, but they're coming up in the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Ladies and gentlemen, good job, DJ.
Due up for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth inning, Christian Cerda, Gavin Contasello, and Daniel Torres. The Rawhide trail by one. They only have one hit today, but they've had a lot of base runners because of walks given up by the Quakes. Cerda has struck out and flied out to right so far. The pitch misses low, ball one. Cerda was actually the first player to face Pinales, who's still on the mound, so he's faced all nine through the Rawhide lineup. 1-0. Tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt, and looks like he does so. There's no appeal down. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is lined into center field, a leadoff base hit for the catcher. Center fielder Newell gets it in to hold him to a single. Second hit of the day for the Rawhide. This one leads off the sixth inning. Gavin Contesello, the third baseman, coming to the plate, batting from the left.
Gavin Contesello.
Contesello has popped out to the pitcher and also struck out swinging. First pitch to him almost hits him. Pinales nearing the 40 pitch mark. I don't know what his pitch limit is. Pickoff attempt at first base. Cerda back safely diving. I do know that his fastball is topped out at 97 this evening. Pitch to Contesello, misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. And the catcher, Aranzo, will have a conversation with Pinales. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at a local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. And we're ready for the 2-0 to Contesello. Pinales, glove at the ear. 3-0 now as the pitch is low and inside. Three balls, no strikes. Pickoff attempt at first. Cerda back safely diving. That is the second attempt in this at-bat. So if he throws over again, it must result in an out. 3-0. Strike inside corner. Lines down the right field side, a base hit. Cerda rounding second, he's heading for third. The right fielder Alonso picks it up now. They're going to try to send Cerda, no, a late break as he goes back to third base, and he's safe at third on the pickoff. A throw back to third. Contesello standing on second with his first hit of the season. Runners on second and third, nobody out.
After playing from behind, first baseman, Daniel Torres.
A huge hit for Gavin Contesello, his first hit of the season. Two runners in scoring position for the Rawhide, nobody out. Daniel Torres at the plate now. He has struck out twice today. Now the catcher, Lorenzo, having another conversation with Pinales. And Pinales over 40 pitches now. He's at 41. It's really hard from my angle to see if there is anyone warming in the pen. I actually can't even see if anyone's warming in the Rawhide pen anymore either. So no one warming in the pen. Thanks to JT for manning the cameras and showing me that. And they're going to throw over to first base to see if Contesello missed the bag. And they're saying that he is safe, so there's no appeal, or rather, the appeal failed. On third, Christian Cerda. Second, Gavin Contesello. At the plate, Daniel Torres. Nobody out. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. The infield is back, even in a one-run game. And there is movement in the Rawhide pen. We just can't see who because of the American Business Machine sign. Gonna have to talk to our co-GM about that. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Ball one. One one to Torres. Line to foul. Right side out of play over the Hall of Fame Club. One, two. Pinellas kicks. Hard ground ball. Second baseman ranges. It should be enough for Cerda to score. The throw to first in time. But Cerda crosses home plate. And we are tied up at two in the sixth inning. Daniel Torres picks up his first RBI of the season, and it ties up the game at the home opener in Visalia, California. And now with a tied ball game, the infield is coming in with one out. The runner on third is Contesello. At the plate, Brett Johnson. The pitch swung on and missed. Johnson today has walked twice. One misses in. One, one misses high, ball two. Infield, everyone with their toes on the infield grass. Outfield maybe a couple steps in. Pinellas delivers. A pitch low in the dirt. Nice stop by Lorenzo. Low and inside, ball four. Johnson draws his third walk of the evening. And here's Alvin Guzman. But first, one of the pitching coaches for the Quakes will come have a conversation with Pinellas. Sean Coyne, the pitching coach for the Quakes, out to have a conversation with the entire infield. It's one out, runners on the corners. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a first and third play or see Johnson take off and try to draw the throw. We actually saw that in the last game. It was Gutierrez on third, and Polanco was the runner on first. He took off for second, stole second base, and they elected to try to tag him out. Gutierrez took off when he saw the throw go down to second. Polanco was safe, and Gutierrez scored the only run of the game that night for the Rawhide. Here's Alvin Guzman. Tapper to the third baseman. He picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. Guzman, an infield single, but more importantly, Gavin Contesello scores. And it's a 3-2 ball game. The Rawhide lead for the first time today. Alvin Guzman extends his hitting streak to four games and picks up his first RBI of the season. Rawhide lead by one in the sixth. Johnson advances to second. Runners on first and second for Juan Corniel. Pitch is a called strike. A slower base runner would have been out at first base, but Guzman has a lot of speed. Either way, it would have been an RBI. The Rawhide would have taken the lead either way, with there only being one out. 0-1 to Corniel. Tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch. He can't, and he does go around. Corniel today has bunted down the first base side. He was out. He's also walked today. No balls, two strikes. The pitch coming inside. Ball one. Canales still on the mound. He's over 50 pitches this evening. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Waiting for the 1-2 again. Here it is. Just misses out. 2-2. The pitch misses inside. Full count, one down. Johnson on second. Guzman on first and Corniel at the plate. All three really fast, arguably the three fastest runners on the team, except for maybe Jones. The pitch. Foul tipped. We'll do it again. Count remains full. Rawhide lead by one, looking to extend it. Payoff pitch comes in, almost hits Corniel, but he gets out of the way and walks. The bases are loaded for the Rawhide. And here comes Drew Jones. He'll bat from the right side.
Batting from behind, center fielder, Drew Jones.
And here comes John Shoemaker. He's going to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll tell you who the new pitcher is. He is inheriting the bases full with one out. The Rawhide leading by one in the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fans. Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This speed. Come on over here to the third base gate to buy your final tickets.
Still the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rawhide now lead 3-2. They've scored two runs in this inning, looking for a few more. The bases are loaded with one out, and Drew Jones is at the plate. The new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, right-handed pitcher LeVon Reynoso. Right versus right matchup. Corner infielders are in. The middle infielders are back for a double play. The runner on third is Brett Johnson. The runner on second, Alvin Guzman. And on first is Juan Corniel. At the plate, Drew Jones. First pitch. Coming inside. Foul tips it. O-1. Comes in and it hits off of the glove. Here comes Johnson. He scores. No throw to the plate. Hits off of the glove of Lorenzo. Everyone advances 90 feet. 4-2. The Rawhide lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 1-1 count to Jones. Is officially ruled a wild pitch. So now the entire infield comes in with two runners in scoring position and first base empty. The 1-1 line down the right field side, but foul and almost takes out a few fans there. 1-2.
And support is some surprise ball. Take it to the little story. And they get a free sandwich at Portis.
1-2. Hard ground ball. The shortstop picks it. The throw home is not in time. They're saying he's safe. Allegedly, Guzman put his hand on the plate before he was tagged out. Not a bad throw from the shortstop, Azara, at all. Maybe a little bit to the right side. Because of that, he had to have a sweeping tag, and Guzman is so fast. He got his hand on the plate in time. Rawhide now lead 5-2. Let's see what the replay shows. You can see that sweeping tag. Oh, I think maybe the catcher, Lorenzo, didn't get his glove on Guzman because it looked like the glove beat him there, but I think Guzman just had a really nice slide to get around it. Jones gets into a rundown. Here's the throw home, and Corniel is out at the plate. Jones will be at second base. We'll go through that play in just a second. Runners are on the corners with one out. Jones took a few hard steps towards second, drew the throw to first, and then because of that, Corniel immediately took off for home. The first baseman, Dooney, threw home to get the out. Two down, but Jones is standing on to second base. The pitch gets by the catcher, Lorenzo, and Jones is now standing on third. And I am not keeping up with this in my scorebook at all. All that matters is two outs and a runner on third. Rawhide leading 5-2. Here's the pitch. A flare down the left field line. It's hooking. Foul. Just barely foul. Two balls and a strike. Runner on third, still Jones. Two down. Pena has singled today. He had the first hit of the day. The pitch called strike on the inside corner. Count is even at 2-2. Rawhide lead by 3 in the 6th. The pitch fouled off into the netting. The pitch popped up first base side in the infield. Juni calling for it, and he makes the catch right by first to end the inning. But the Rawhide take the lead 5-2 going into the 7th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a Home Run Derby and a Legends Game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Sound the money, you'll find name brand groceries for 40 to 70% less than conventional grocery stores. Grocery Outlet, brands you know, prices you will love. Got a couple of cars, vehicles that need to be moved during the Southwest parking lot. License plate number 7NRY211. Here's another one, 68864. J1. Then we have a third one that needs to be moved. Southwest parking lot, 6EKC195. Need to get those moved right away. Southwest parking lot. Tow truck's on its way, so let's get them moved right away as we have to pay that fee. Now Bentley, right fielder, Juan Alonso.
Billy Corcoran back on the mound for the Rawhide. Top of the 7th inning, and they lead 5-2. First pitch to Alonso. It's a strike at the knees. The pitch swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes. Swung on and missed, strike three. Alonso goes down on three pitches, one away. That's another strikeout brought to you by The Mill. The Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room, located in downtown Visalia. They're a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. The Mill, in crust we trust. Here's Nick Bittison batting from the right. He has struck out twice today. First pitch in there for a strike. It was an off-speed pitch from Corcoran. O-1. Bittison tries to check his swing. They're saying he did go, according to Jabril Jeter Abdullah. The pitch missing low and outside. Top of the 7th inning. Rawhide lead by 3. Looking around the scores in the California League, Lake Elsinore taking on Inland Empire. The pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. Back-to-back K's for Corcoran. Another one brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 1-0 in the 6th. Stockton is in Fresno. They lead by 3 in the 5th. Meanwhile, in Modesto, they are tied up at 2 with San Jose in the bottom of the 5th inning. 2 away, nobody on, and Dayton Dooney, first baseman at the plate, takes a strike on the inside corner, and Billy Corcoran looks really good right now. You can tell he's comfortable by how fast he's working. The pitch swung on to Hopper to Contesello. He fields it on his back hip. The throw to first ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Corcoran. Bottom half of the seventh coming up. Rawhide lead by three. You're listening to ball, Rawhide Baseball.
Check that ticket. 351-498. 351-498. Baseball is back. Budweiser with its opening weekend and the return to Rawhide Baseball for the 23 season. Tonight, start of the week-long festivities thanks to Budweiser's King of Beers. Concession stands around the ballpark. We'll be serving hot food until the end of the inning. Drink and snack service will end at the end of the eighth. Now it's time to get out of those seats, stretch those legs, as we send it to Joe and Tipper for the seventh inning stretch.
All right, what a great opening day. We have an amazing group here at Visalia Sunset Rotary, and our buddy Matt Cicino here is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Let's get up out those seats, let's stretch those legs, and let's sing Tipper's favorite song. I've waited all year for this.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Rawhide still lead 5-2. Andrew Pintar leading it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. Reynoso back on the mound for the Quakes. Pintar squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball. Pintar today has struck out, been hit by a pitch, and also grounded out to first. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play, first base side. And there is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide. We're unable to see who's warming because of the ABM sign. The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball through into left field, and Andrew Pintar has his first hit of his professional career. Lead off base hit for the second baseman, his first hit of the season, first hit of his career, and we will have the ball kept for him. Nobody out, runner on first, and Christian Cerda batting from the right side. The pitch. Misses. Beg your pardon. Called strike. I do that a lot. If you listen to a lot of Rawhide games, you're going to hear me upstage the umpire quite often by accident. There's a strike. 0-1 count. Took seven innings. That's not bad. 0-1. Misses low. Cerda has singled today. It's a base hit into center field. The pitch. Misses low. Two balls, one strike. Reynoso, the right-handed pitcher, sets, glove at the chest. He kicks. Strike inside corner. Reynoso came in relief for Pinales. All five of the runs scored while Pinales was pitching. Four of them are earned. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three when the ball got by the catcher, Lorenzo. Pintar advances to second. I believe it'll be probably a wild pitch. So Cerda was confused, thinking that he should run down to first base, but no, Pintar did not take off until after the ball hit the dirt. So again, I think it's going to be a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position, one down. Pitch to Conticello, misses inside, ball one. Pitch to Conticello, misses low. Fouled off, out of play, left side. Conticello doubled down the right field line. Scored the second run of the game for the Rawhide, which tied it up. That pitch misses high. And the catcher Lorenzo will have a conversation on the mound with Reynoso. So all of the Rawhide runs, beg your pardon, four of the five Rawhide runs came in the last inning. Here's how it went. A single, double, RBI ground out, a walk, RBI infield single, another walk, fielder's choice with an RBI. And there was also a caught stealing in there somewhere in about three wild pitches. Three balls, one strike to Conticello. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two, a big swing and miss from Conticello. Pitch to Conticello. Hard ground ball to the first baseman. Dooney picks it up on two hops, touches first. Two down. Pintar does advance to third.
Heading towards the plate for the high first baseman, Daniel Torres.
Daniel Torres batting from the right side. He drove in the tying run. First pitch swinging, and it's a ground ball foul down the third base side. Pintar had to leap out of the way of that one. 0-1 count. So again, Torres, with runners on second and third, he hit a hard ground ball to the second baseman. He ended up being out at first base, but it was hard enough and deep enough to score the tying run. The pitch misses high, hits off of the backstop, and comes right back to the catcher. Heads up play by Pintar to stay at third. So this ballpark is one of the closest seats to home plate. It's actually not regulation side. If we ever have a new ballpark in Visalia, for whatever reason, there's no plans, please, no news stories, write anything about that, but we would never be this close again. The pitch to Torres is swung on and missed. Count is one and two. So because of that, the backstop is really close, and if you hit it at the right spot off of the wall, the padded wall, it'll come right back to the catcher. The 1-2 misses outside. But sometimes it also just hits off the wall and it dies. So a runner on third needs to be paying attention. Seen a few times they've been hosed at home because of it. The 2-2. Missing in ball three. That breaking ball just not sticking for Reynoso. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch to Torres. Swung on. Missed strike three. He goes down for the final out of the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on third. But they still lead by three heading into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sungas at Press Box.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
One of the great questions, is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
For the eighth inning. Now batting shortstop Jose Lozera.
Eli Saul, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch swinging is Dooney, and he breaks his bat. Saul in relief for Corker, and this call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Saul, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide, tall right-handed pitcher. 0-1 is popped up, foul territory. And it hits off the roof of the Equity Group Saloon. Saul, 6'5", 215 pounds, originally from Canada, went to school at Sacramento State. The pitch fouled into the backstop behind home plate. Count remains 0-2. He was drafted last year in the 13th round out of Sac State. Rawhide travel to Stockton next week. Only about 40 minutes from Sacramento State as that pitch misses high. And I beg your pardon, I said it was Dooney at the plate. It is Jose Azara. The pitch. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Contesello ranging to his left. Picks it up. The throw is offline, but Torres comes off the bag and tags him on the base. Daniel Torres, for someone who's not played a lot of first base in his career, he looks really good there.
Second base runner.
And I'm a fairly harsh critic when it comes to first baseman, as I played that in college. He just has a lot of heads-up baseball over there. First pitch finds the bat of Doncone. It was a high inside pitch. Tried to check his swing, but it came in and found the handle, so 0-1. I mean, Torres, he just... The fact that he knew to come off the bag and tag the runner out, I know it looks simple, but when you're at a new position, it can be really difficult to not only know that, but then execute it. He also knows when to stretch, when to go up, and again, it sounds so simple at first base. And maybe... I don't know, maybe there's some people in the Diamondbacks organization who are listening to me and they think I'm giving him too much credit, but I find it difficult to go start a new position, and he looks really good there, really comfortable with high baseball IQ. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The Rawhide lead. 5-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball, third base side, but it is foul by about a foot. Don Cone today has singled and struck out twice. The 2-2. Tapper down the third baseline. Contesello picks it up by third. The throw to first in the dirt. It can't be picked by Torres. So Duncone is safe at first base. We'll see if they give that a hit or not. Would have been a close play at first base. I'm not sure if he would have beaten it out either way.
Center fielder, Chris Noel.
Oh, he might have been out had Torres been able to pick that ball. Pitch is fouled off, and they are going to give him an infield single. So runner on first, one away for Chris Newell, who's now standing in the left-handed batter's box with an 0-1 count. Rawhide still lead by three. Saul sets. The pitch coming in. Cerda misses it. That allows Duncone to move to second base. That will be a wild pitch, a pitch that was in the dirt. The 1-1. Strike on the high outside corner. The pitch, bouncing ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Pintar has it, plants his feet. The throw is in time, just in time, to get the speedy Newell. Two away.
Heading towards the plate for the third baseman, Kyle Neva.
Kyle Neva now batting from the right. Two down, runner on third. The runner on third is Duncone. First pitch, a strike right at the knees. Nevin has doubled, grounded out to short, and also lined out to left. Pitch misses outside. Swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. Pitch misses outside, but Cerda able to keep it in front of him. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hard line drive, third base side. Ducking out of the way was Duncone. He almost had his head taken off there. Count remains 2-2. Hard line drive into center field. It'll land for a base hit, and Duncone scores the third run of the evening for the Quakes. Kyle Nevin with his second hit of the day drives in the third run of the evening. Still two down, and here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. He'll come have a conversation with Saul and the entire infield. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Valley and Central Coast with heart. Sean Team, where community matters. Now, Bailey needs a catcher, Tyron Lorenzo.
Tyron Lorenzo at the plate. He swings and misses at the first pitch. It's a high fastball that he waved at. Oh, one misses low in the dirt. Throw down to first base goes into right field. That will allow Nevin to go to second. Johnson finally picking up the ball. Nevin's going all the way to third, a two-base error. So what happened with that throw being down to first base, there's a part of the right field wall that juts out of the corner, and it hit perfectly right there where Johnson was unable to get it. Because of that, you can see right there goes the opposite direction. And Johnson picks it up late. So Nevin now standing on third. Should be an error on the catcher, Cerda. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Infield is back with two outs, and the Rawhides still lead by two. The pitch is lined into left field. A two-out RBI single for Lorenzo makes it a one-run game in the top of the eighth inning.
Designated hitter, Jesus Galis.
Five to four ball game. First pitch to Jesus Galis is swung on and missed. It was an off-speed pitch from Saul. Saul at 25 pitches now. This will probably be his last batter. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Oh, 2. Fouled off his front foot. Right now, the first run will be earned to Saul. The second run would not be, providing he can get an out here. The pitch. Ground ball to Pintar. Pintar fields it on two hops, tosses to second, and that will end the inning, but not before the Quakes pick up two more runs. But the Rawhides still lead by one heading into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
He had a deflated ball.
Follow back for the eighth inning. Heading to the plate for the Lysander Rawhide right fielder.
Rawhide lead by one in the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Jason Cabrera. First pitch to Brett Johnson. Called strike on the outside corner. Again, the Rawhide lead 5-4. The pitch coming high and inside. 1-1 count. Pitch is fouled off. Cabrera in relief for Reynoso, who threw a scoreless inning in two thirds. Tries to check his swing. They're saying he did go around. Strike three. Johnson tried to keep his bat on the shoulder, and it looked like he did keep it on his shoulder. Just maybe still brought it all the way around. That's a really tough call. Really hard angle for us to see here, even with the replay. But Johnson does go down swinging. That's the first time he's been retired today. Alvin Guzman at the plate. Takes the ball one low. Pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch misses outside. Three balls, one strike now. Three-one is swung on and missed strike two. That was a high fastball that he waved at, and he calls for time now. Guzman currently has a four-game hit streak. He's batting .385 on the year. And he drove in the leading run so far as he takes a cold strike three on the inside corner. Back-to-back case for Cabrera, who's having a great relief appearance so far through the first two that he's faced. Now Juan Corniel comes to the plate. Pitch to Corniel. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Corniel today has tried to bunt for a base hit, but he was out as he bunted it right to the first baseman. He's also walked twice. Pitch misses low. Ball one. Lines foul down the left field side. It's 8:48 local time. We've been playing for about 2 hours and 15 minutes now. Bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead by one. 5-4 ball game. The pitch comes in and it hits him. I think that might have missed his elbow guard and hit his shoulder. It was a pretty hard sound, though. It might have actually hit his elbow guard. Probably is thrown so hard, it still hurt. Well, Corniel reaches. And now Drew Jones comes to the plate. Jones picked up his first RBI of the year. The pitch. Misses high and outside, ball one. One-oh. Fouled off to the right side. Pickoff attempt at first base. Corniel almost picked off, but the first baseman, Dooney, couldn't hold on to the ball. Quick look around the scores for the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Sacramento leads Reno 10-4 in the ninth. The pitch lined into right center field. The right fielder going over. He leaps up and makes the catch. What a play by Alonso to be able to recover and make that play. We'll tell you the rest of the Diamondbacks organization scores when we come back. We're heading into the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
It's Josh Swales out for the ninth inning. Rawhide lead by one. They are three outs away from their first win of the 2023 season. Before we do that, let's go through the organization's scores. Sacramento leads Reno 10-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Amarillo fell 5-4. Hillsboro currently leads 4-3 in the seventh. And right now, the Rawhide, of course, lead by one in the top of the ninth inning. They are looking for their first win of the year. Juan Alonso at the plate. He takes ball one outside from Swales. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Swales has a fastball, slider, and changeup. 1-1. Called strike at the letters. Swales in relief for Eli Saul. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening. As always, call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch comes high and in. Ball two. Swung on and missed strike three. Alonso goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth. And the Rawhide are 2 outs away from their first win of the 2023 season.
Now battling left fielder Nick Bennison.
Bennison batting from the right. He takes ball one low in the dirt. Slight shift to the left. In the infield, into the right, in the outfield, although the left fielder, Guzman, is playing fairly deep. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Bittison has struck out three times today. The pitch. Misses high. Ball two. The 2-1, fouled into the netting behind the plate, 2-2 count. Thwaites had a rough first outing of the year, but really bounced back in the last game. That was in Lake Elsinore. Had a 1-2-3 inning of work that day. The pitch misses just high, ball three. Swales right now with a 9 ERA through two appearances and three innings. The pitch line towards left center field. It'll land for a base hit. Jones comes up and cuts it off as Bittison falls, rounding first base. He's able to get back safely. He was thinking about going for two. It probably was smart that he didn't. Again, Jones really fast. He's able to hold him to a single.
First base watch, Dangton Dooney.
Because I was going for the left center field gap. You can see right there, Jones is going to make a nice throw as well. And Bittison with his stumble, he is fine. He's not injured or anything. Just, I think, putting the oven mitt on. One down, runner on first. Bittison does represent the tying run. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Dayton Dooney. Dooney is lined out to center, walked, and also grounds it out to third. Pickoff attempt at first base. Bittison back safely, diving. I mentioned how comfortable Torres looks at first base. I think the one area when he doesn't is during pickoff attempts. There's a strike. Count is 0-2. By the way, this year we will be having post-game interviews. You should be able to watch on MLB TV. So for those of you listening on radio, we'll be posting them on social media. But I'll be sprinting out of this booth as soon as the final out is made, providing the Rawhide win. 0-2. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, Contestello. He picks it up. He'll throw to first. It's not picked by Torres and gets by him. That puts runners on the corners with one out. Did the ball go out of play? I think it did. So they're going to have Bittison stay at third. And Dooney is going to be awarded second. So the throw was unable to be picked by Torres. And the throw from Contestello went out of play. Because of that, it's runners on second and third. One out, and I think John Shoemaker is trying to argue that maybe Bittison should be able to score. And no, I beg your pardon, they're actually just going to have a pinch runner on second for Dooney. So Bittison is the runner on third. And a pinch runner on second as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, comes out to have a conversation. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. The pinch runner is number 25. First pitch is a strike to Jose Azara. I don't see a number 25 on their roster. Well, the Rawhide infield is in. The pitch just misses outside. 1-1 count. Bittison the runner on third. The pinch runner on second. I beg your pardon, I don't know his name. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. One down, Rawhide lead by one. The pitch misses high. That was a fastball high. The pitch is lined towards left field. Guzman coming over. He's not going to get to it. Bittison's going to score. It'll roll all the way to the wall. And the Quakes now lead 6-5. A bases clearing double for the shortstop. Jose Azara gives the Quakes the lead. 6-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Ryan Doncon now batting from the right side. One down, still a runner in scoring position. The pitch is a called strike. Pitch misses low. Swales delivers. Hard ground ball up the middle. Corniel ranging. It hits off of his glove. He can't make the play. Everybody is safe. Runners on the corners. One down.
Center fielder Chris Noel.
Now Chris Noel batting from the left. Runners in the corners. One away. The Quakes lead by one, but looking for an insurance run now. The pitch swung on and missed. Infield at double play depth. And there is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide, a right-handed pitcher. Pitch is a called strike. By the way, tonight's announced attendance is 2,252. That's 2252. The pitch. Lined. One hopper to Corniel. He can't handle it. Azara scores. Here's the throw to third. It is not in time. Everybody is safe. Doncon went from first to third on a base hit to center field. Corniel almost made a nice play. He had to try to backhand it. It was a short hop on him, and he couldn't handle it. That allowed Azara to score easily. And Doncon was risky, went from first to third on that play. And here comes D. Garner. That will be the day for Josh Swales. Right now, the Quakes lead 7-5. Still in the top of the ninth inning. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after this. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Third baseman, Kyle Neva.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Axel Andueza. He's in relief for Josh Swales. He inherits runners on the corners with one out and the Quakes leading by two in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch, runner takes off for a second. It's a called strike. The throw to second is not in time. He's safe. It looked like a really good throw from Cerda, but Pintar just could not get the tag down in time. I mean, look, he had it there. It just kind of handcuffed him for a split second. He had to come in. He brought the ball in towards his belt to be able to handle it and then tried to lay the tag down. Infield is in now with two runners in scoring position. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Runner on third is Dancone. And on second now is Newell as he has his second stolen base of the year because it's the second of the night. Andueza, right-handed pitcher, he sets and delivers. Line towards right field. It'll land in front of Johnson for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to hold Newell at third. 8-5, the Quakes lead in the top of the ninth inning.
Now batting is the catcher, Tyron.
Duncan scores the eighth run of the evening for the Quakes. Newell is at third. Nevin standing on first with his second RBI of the evening. And now the cleanup batter, Lorenzo, at the plate. Still one down. And Dueza kicks. The runner takes off for second again. The throw this time, it's in time. They got him. Newell stays at third. Two down. Not a bad idea. They've had a few stolen bases on Cerda. Might as well keep running until he throws you out. And he did there. Not sure if that was an intentional pitch out or not, but it was a perfect pitch to throw on. Pitch, low and inside, he did not go. Lorenzo still at the plate, 2-0 count, two away, runner on third. The pitch, hard ground ball down the first base side. It is foul. Andueza sets, glove at the belt, 2-1, misses low. Andueza, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, originally from Venezuela. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is now full. Andueza originally was signed as a catcher by the Diamondbacks. Last year, he was transitioned into a pitcher. Payoff pitch misses low, ball four. They lose him. Runners on the corners again. Two outs. And Galise stepping to the plate. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. The Quakes have scored four runs so far in this inning. Off of six hits, there are two outs. And there is a ball on the field that Guzman will have to go pick up in left. Runners in the corners, two away, and Dueza delivers. It's a strike, off-speed pitch. pitch. Swung on and missed. Andueza has a fastball, splitter, and slider. His splitter, from what I'm told, is his nastiest pitch. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel has it. Flips to second, and that will finally end the inning, but not before it. 9 Quakes batters come to the plate, and they score 4 runs. They now lead 8-5, and last chance for the Rawhide. They need 3 runs to extend it, 4 to win it. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide need 3 runs to extend this game, 4 to win it. It is an 8-5 ball game. The Quakes scored 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning. And now Manuel Pena looking to start it off. He's batting from the left side. Takes a strike at the knees. The new pitcher on the mound is Christian Romero, number 31. Oh, I beg your pardon, that's 33. Madison Jeffrey, final answer. He's the new pitcher on the mound. Pitch to Pena, misses low, ball 1. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. Jeffrey in relief for Cabrera. He is the 5th pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Rawhide have used 5 as well. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Pena goes down swinging for the first out of the inning.
Heading to the blind second baseman, Andrew Pintar.
Andrew Pintar, with 1 away, batting from the right side. He had his first hit of his professional career in his last at-bat. That was in the 7th inning. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Pitch misses high. Count is now 2-0. Pintar, prior to this game, had not had a hit yet. But he'd hit the ball fairly hard whenever he did make contact. The pitch. Line down. Hits off of the first baseman Dooney's glove. I was about to say down the right field line, but then Dooney leapt up, unable to keep it in his glove. Because of that, Pintar is standing on first base with one out. To give the Rawhide a little bit of life again, they trail by three in the bottom of the ninth inning. Christian Cerda coming to the plate. He's one for four tonight. Jeffrey delivers a strike on the high outside corner. Oh, one off speed that misses. Pintar, decent lead at first. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Count as 1-2. Slight shift to the left in the infield. They are at double play depth. Outfield to the right. Jeffrey kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Cerda goes down swinging on a breaking ball for the second out of the inning. And now the Rawhide are down to their final out. Gavin Contasello coming to the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. No balls, one strike, two away. Pintar, a large lead at first. There's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Rawhide trail by three, down to their final strike. The 0-2, he tries to check his swing. He does go around. Strike three. The Quakes take down the Rawhide by a score of 8-5. Jeffrey in relief strikes out the side to end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide were two outs away from their first win of the season. They were unable to close it out, and they fall to the Quakes 8-5. For those of you watching on MLB TV, I believe the feed will be cutting out rather soon, so I do appreciate you for listening to this game tomorrow. First pitch at 6:30 for game two of this series. The Rawhide will have Joe Elbeese on the mound. Meanwhile, the Quakes will have Peyton Martin on the mound. Again, first pitch is at 6:30. You can watch the game here at MLB TV or listen at rawhidebaseball.com. For those of you listening, the audio stream, you can stay right there for the post game show. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Return of Rawhide Baseball continues tomorrow. Thanks to Budweiser this week.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Final score, the Quakes 8, Rawhide 5. Losing pitcher tonight is Josh Swales, the winning pitcher. Is Cabrera, and the save goes to Madison Jeffrey again. Winning pitcher, Jason Cabrera. Losing pitcher, Josh Swales. And the save for Madison Jeffrey. The Rawhide had the lead. They were up 5-4 in the ninth inning, but they could not hold on for the win. We'll go through that inning. It was in the ninth where Swales struck out Alonzo, then gave up a single to Bittison. Juni then singled. To the third baseman. The throw from Contesello got by the first baseman, Torres. That made it runners on second and third. And Azara doubled down the line to clear the bases, giving the Quakes a one-run lead. And that is not where it ended. Doncone singled, making it runners on first and third. And then an RBI single by Newell. 7-5 ball game. That was when Axel Andueza came in to replace Josh Swales. But at that point, it was too late. One more run would score. And the Rawhide fall to the Quakes by a score of 8-5. Rawhide are now 0-4 on the year. The Quakes are now 3-1 on the year. One final look around the scores in the Cal League. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 5-1. Stockton leads Fresno 5-3 in the eighth. And San Jose leads Modesto 5-2 in the ninth. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. I appreciate you listening to tonight's ball game. First pitch tomorrow at 6:30 between the Quakes and the Rawhide. I hope you listen here at rawhidebaseball.com or you can watch on the MLB TV app. One final time, Quakes 8, Rawhide 5. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.